Bonsoir, good evening, and welcome to you all. I'm very pleased to see you all here in great numbers. My name is Subhashish Ghoshal. I'm a professor in McGill Engineering and director of the Trottier Institute for Sustainability in Engineering and Design. And just a quick word about TISED, or the Trottier Institute. At TISED, we're actively engaged in research, teaching, and policy discussions on sustainability issues on a range of areas such as urban development and transportation, renewable energy, manufacturing, aviation, and IT. And so this is a fairly new institute and is becoming really a vibrant center of activity at McGill's Faculty of Engineering and in McGill as a whole. So the event of tonight, Storage and Sustainable Electric Systems, Technology Push and Policy Pull, is actually part of a new TISED program called the Research Workshop Program. And so this program has been created to promote forums for discussing advances in technology and policy, so technology design policy frameworks really on sustainable issues, and to identify decisions that are required to really advance sustainability. And so with this program, funding is actually awarded on a competitive basis to professors to propose an engaging program involving a public seminar such as this one that we have on for tonight, combined with a two-day workshop involving the speakers and a number of participants from industry, academia, and government to address critical issues at the interface of technology and sustainability policy. So I'd like to congratulate Professor François Bouffard for putting together a compelling proposal for this program. And so this program was selected among several others towards the first edition of the TISED Research Workshop Program. I'm also very pleased that Gerard, a multi-university research center on decision sciences, is collaborating with TISED on this workshop program. And it's my pleasure to invite Professor Jean-Philippe Wobbe, professor in geography at UCAM and director of Gerard, to say a few words.
Alors, bonsoir à tous et à toutes. Welcome, everybody. So it's my pleasure today to say a few words about Gerard. Gerard is a multidisciplinary, multi-university research center dedicated to the mathematics of decision making. It exists since 1979 and is a FRQNT strategic cluster. So its mission is to develop all aspects of the mathematics of decision-making in large complex systems and to continually push the limit of the size of the systems that we're able to analyze and optimize, and to diversify their nature in accordance with emerging needs like electric transportation, storage, and such issues. Also, it's to contribute to the building of collective wealth by transmitting knowledge and its application through academic and mass market publication, industry consultation, and the creation of spin-off companies. We have a few ones from Gerard. Our research program is divided in three main axes: the foundation of the mathematics of decision-making, with a number of teams, nine, large-scale system application in seven different domains, including energy and supply chain and things like telecom, and software for decision support. Gerard in numbers, we have about 69 members from 25 university departments, 18 associate members, more than 400 graduate and postgrad students, 12 research chairs, among them one in energy, of course, and four partner institutions, HEC, Polytechnique, McGill, and UCAM, and seven collaborating institutions through all the province. and it's a large network of public and private research partners and research users. Et nous sommes particulièrement fiers d'avoir le professeur François Bouffard aujourd'hui, qui est impliqué directement dans la chaire TICED et qui est un des fondateurs de cette réunion, enfin l'initiateur de cette réunion aujourd'hui dans l'organisation. Et d'autant plus qu'on a un autre chercheur dans l'autre chaire Trottier, qui est à Polytechnique Montréal et qui est aussi un membre du GERAD. Donc François, je te laisse introduire le panel.
Merci beaucoup. So good evening. Bonsoir. Merci d'être ici. Thank you very much. So what's the point of storage? Really, that's the question you can ask yourself. Well, energy storage in electricity systems is anywhere, and actually within industry, it's everywhere. Any industry needs storage, be it from, you know, rocks in a quarry to bits on hard drives. But in the electricity system, traditionally, storage is not really sort of not common. Again, the storage that we have is basically the heap of coal that you have in the yard of the power station, or the gas in the pipeline feeding the power plants. And or, perhaps closer to our heart in Quebec, the water behind the dam. But the problem that we might say we have is that once the electricity is gone from the power station, we can't really get it back. You know, once you let the horse go off from the barn, it's gone. So to get it back requires some work and some effort. So, but when we look at now the transition towards decarbonized power systems, the role of storage is becoming essential, okay? We all know the cliche here that the sun doesn't shine all the time, doesn't shine at night especially, or not much during the winter, and the wind does whatever pretty much it wants. So the idea here is storage is essential in keeping the lights on and making sure that we, in the process, decarbonize the power industry. Because this is really what we're trying to do here. And the true value of storage really comes, for instance, if you look at the figure on the right, in furthering CO2 reductions that can come from storage itself. So for instance, if you look here, this is for Great Britain, where they made an assumption of 40 gigawatts of wind. So Great Britain, if you look at it from a comparison to the Quebec system, we are basically half of the British system. And if you insert here 40 gigawatts of wind, by putting in some extra storage, you can get extra CO2 reductions, because basically you can turn off the plants that are there to regulate, to offset the variability of wind, which is quite good. So if we look at the ecosystem in terms of technology for storage, this is quite diverse. We have, again, a very wide array of technologies when we're basically looking at what are the dimensions here. We're looking at how big is the storage operation, how much power, and then how much energy can it store. And traditionally in power systems since the last century, pump storage hydro has been basically the killer app. But nowadays we are seeing more different options being offered to us. So obviously the main mission for storage is to basically, you know, take in the energy when it's there, especially in decarbonized power systems, take the energy when it's there and give it back when it's needed. But I'm a power engineer, and typically I only think about my own power systems problem. But it has to be a bit more holistic here. The environmental impact of some of these technologies, especially in terms of electrochemistry, can be quite important. So technology life cycle, what are we doing with the batteries once their lifetime is over? Then, so disposal, environmental risks, what if we have a leak in one of these things, in terms of land use and social acceptance. Again, land use, especially with respect to pump storage, you need to have two lakes at different altitudes to get that to happen. If you don't have it, then you can't do it. Also, from the point of view of natural resource impact, what if, again, in the next couple of years, we develop some technologies that require very rare materials that perhaps we need to mine in some country in Africa, which may also have pressures on commodity markets and geopolitics. Business impact, this is a new business. People are still grappling around how we're going to be doing this in the next couple of years, and also what should be prioritized in terms of R&D. And then finally, where this is the big challenge, this is again somewhat the focus of this workshop, is what should be the policy and the regulatory impact. Electric utilities are regulated. They have, their rate of return is regulated, and therefore that has an impact on how they're going to do business. And also the other thing that I've not mentioned before is that utilities are extremely conservative. They don't like to take in technologies that disturb how things are going. And then it comes to mention that, you know, how can you incentivize or bring in more storage in those systems? So incentives versus quotas, for instance. So if we look at what's been going on, and there's here I'm only giving you two examples. So there's been a growing interest in storage. So this is, again, a press release from Hydro-Québec about from last June, as Hydro-Québec has decided to embark on a joint venture with Sony from Japan. And last but not least, this is the key one, is the California storage mandate, which will be addressed by one of our speakers. It's a huge sort of game changer in the way we see storage in the industry right now. So again, the California legislature about a year ago voted that the utilities in California should be installing at least 1,300 megawatts of wind by 2020. This is quite a game changer. So this brings me to introduce to you our speakers. So we have Daniel Kirshen from the University of Washington, Geza Yosh from McGill, Jeff Gostick from Chemical Engineering here at McGill, Michel Bernier from École Polytechnique, Joe Eto from Lawrence Berkeley National Lab, and Christopher Reagan from Department of Economics at McGill. It's interesting also to mention that today, you know, we are coupling California and Quebec. So we have our speaker, Joseph Eto, from California and Quebec. And today was the first day of the cap and trade auction for the Western Climate Initiative. So again, it's perhaps nice to mention that today. So California and Quebec are both together in the same boat to getting less carbon into this world. So thank you very much. So we'll bring in Daniel Kirshen, will be our first speaker.